Pediatric Nephrotic Syndrome by All Star Medics. Nephrotic syndrome in children is characterized by heavy proteinuria, hypoalbuminemia, hyperlipidemia, and edema. Common causes include idiopathic or primary nephrotic syndrome, secondary nephrotic syndrome due to infections or systemic diseases such as SLE, and congenital nephrotic syndrome occurring in children younger than 3 months. Clinically, patients present with edema that may involve the periorbital area, limbs, or generalized anasarca, ascites, pleural effusions, hypertension, and sometimes hematuria. Weight gain may be evident due to fluid retention. Investigations include blood tests such as full blood count, UND, creatinine, liver function, serum albumin, lipid profile, immunological markers, C3, C4, ANA, ASOT, anti-DNase B, RPR, HCV, HBsAg, urine analysis including dipstick and morning urine protein creatinine ratio, and imaging with chest X-ray and abdominal ultrasound. Renal biopsy is reserved for atypical presentations, including macroscopic hematuria, unusual ages, low complement levels, or suspected vasculitis. Supportive management involves salt restriction, diuretics like furosemide, albumin infusions for severe edema, prophylactic antibiotics if gross edema or ascites is present, and close monitoring with daily weight and urinalysis. Prednisone is the mainstay of pharmacologic therapy, 60 mg per square meter per day for 4 weeks, then 40 mg per square meter on alternate days for 4 weeks, followed by a gradual taper over 4 to 6 weeks. Calcium channel blockers such as amlodipine or nifedipine are preferred for hypertension if required. Important definitions include remission, urine albumin nil to trace for 3 days, relapse, urine albumin 2+ for 3 days, frequent relapses, steroid dependence, and steroid resistance. Complications include increased susceptibility to infections, spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, hypovolemia, thromboembolism, and long-term steroid effects such as hypertension, obesity, and growth retardation.